5 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court took action to ban mandatory life without parole for juveniles in murder cases. That has led to many states reassessing their own policies, with some considering dramatic changes. The Associated Press surveyed all 50 states to see how judges and prosecutors and members of legislatures are pushing to do. AP National writer Sharon Cohen took part in some of the reporting, and she's with me. Sharon, could you start with some background first on how the Supreme Court got involved and how the justices ruled?
Yes. In 2012 and then again in 2016, the Supreme Court said that juveniles are different from adults. And the juveniles who've been sentenced to mandatory life without parole should get a new chance at sentencing or a new chance to for someone to take a look at their case as a parole board or a judge. So the court instructed states to take a second look at these former juvenile offenders serving mandatory life without parole for homicide. They said that punishment, it still should exist, but it should be reserved for only the rare inmate whose crime reflects a permanent incorrigibility. So those rare offenders who are not able to be rehabilitated. So officials are now scrambling to determine how best to review these old cases, these old sentences, and what to do with these juvenile offenders.
And as I mentioned, you and your colleagues covered the entire United States. You had a few states that were points of emphasis. Can you tell me some of the unique qualities, first of all, and what Michigan is trying to do?
Yeah, Michigan is interesting because it's a state where prosecutors are seeking new no parole terms for about two-thirds of the 363 juvenile lifers. There's a wide variety from county to county. In Wayne County, which is Detroit, there are more than 150 juvenile lifers. In that county, the prosecutor says she's amenable to parolable sentences for more than half of the juvenile lifers. But in several other counties, prosecutors are trying to seek new life without parole terms for all or almost all of the juvenile offenders. And that's prompted some lawsuits. And the defense attorneys say that these cases, that these prosecutors are flouting the Supreme Court decision by seeking parole, no parole sentences for all or almost all of the juvenile offenders. So that's a bit different from some of the other states.
One other state I wanted to ask you about was Pennsylvania. How different is Pennsylvania from Michigan and what they're trying to do?
Pennsylvania is moving along at a fairly decent pace. They've resentenced more than one in five of their 517 juvenile lifers, and they've released dozens so far. They are working their way through all the cases, and they hope to be complete in the next 3 years. A small number have been resentenced to life without parole, but also a few have been released as well.
And the series also covers Arizona. 34 men are getting the chance to argue they should one day be released. Can you give us some more background on what's going on in Arizona?
Sure. Only a handful of prisoners have petitioned for new sentences so far, but others expected to follow suit. And one has received a new term that will make him eligible for parole in 4 years. In Arizona, reexamining the case is expected to take years, and attorneys in your state liken the process to the deep research and analysis needed when they prepare death penalty cases. So prosecutors are reviewing evidence, talking to victims' relatives to get their input.
And Sharon, also here in Arizona, our Democratic State Representative Reginald Boulding had actually filed a bill in the latest legislative session that would have eliminated natural life altogether for juvenile offenders. But from there, I guess not much had gone on.
Right. The bill failed without getting a committee hearing. Even though prosecutors say a change in state law isn't necessary to comply with the Supreme Court's decisions, Boulding said he'll push his proposal again next year and include a provision that will reduce the sentences of juvenile lifers already in prison so they're eligible for parole after serving 25 to 35 years, depending on the age of the murder victims.
And Sharon, let me ask you one more question about the overall spectrum of what we're talking about. That there are many states where you've seen a lot of agreement between prosecutors and defense attorneys to recommend sentences. Looking ahead to the future, where are the possible confrontations to come there?
I think the most difficult cases are ahead, and those are the cases where prosecutors and defense attorneys don't agree on the fate of the juvenile offender. And in those instances, these are cases in which prosecutors are seeking no parole terms again for juvenile offenders. And I think that's where you're going to see the toughest fight ahead.
Sharon Cohen is a national writer for the Associated Press. We've been talking about an investigation done by the AP on the Supreme Court's ban on mandatory life without parole sentences for juvenile offenders. Sharon, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.